Madam, you have the floor.
Muchas gracias.
Thank you, Vice Chair. Mr. High Commissioner, Spain aligns itself with the statement by the EU. In our national capacity, we wish to say the following. We thank the High Commissioner and his team for their support to refugees and IDPs and for their adaptation to the pandemic conditions. In the past 2 years, we have all had difficulties, but the most vulnerable, whose numbers are growing, have had the most difficult time of all. We in Spain have also had to adapt to crises, and I want to share the following. We have been making efforts to protect the maritime borders, and we have seen enormous numbers, doubling numbers of requests for asylum. We have seen the vast majority coming from Latin America. We have continued with our commitment to refugees. There have been structural reforms on asylum in order to ensure that we can process the applications quickly. We have increased the number of staff and bolstered our computing system. These efforts have made it possible in the past 2 years to process thousands of cases of temporary refuge and refugee status. We have taken a constructive approach based on mutual trust and addressed displacement as a shared challenge. This is our process also in the Global Compact, where responsibility is shared, and that is the case both nationally and internationally. In that spirit, we have sought to help our partners to boost their capacities and address challenges in addressing illegal migration. France has sought to show solidarity with Venezuelans and the countries of the region. And since the mid last year, we have been providing support to the MERPS system in order to develop capacities for the host countries in order better to meet the needs in the region. In June in Costa Rica, we attended an important event, and we wish to thank all those who have contributed to the success of the relevant cooperation. Beyond Latin America, in Afghanistan, we have supported the efforts to assist the Afghan families and meet their immediate needs. We recognize the important efforts made by neighboring countries, which we continue to support in Afghanistan and in other contexts, such as in Ethiopia. Humanitarian access is essential, and we welcome the efforts by the United Nations. I wish to refer to the measures taken in cooperation with the European Union to share COVID vaccines with refugees. The conclusions presented in the XCOM are relevant in that respect. I also wish to refer to Spain's contribution to the HCR Sexual and Reproductive Health Project. Women and girls must be at the heart of our response, and HCR is working to address their needs. We welcome the efforts to address vulnerabilities and the commitment to diversity. This has been systematic and cross-cutting. This is the 70th anniversary of the Refugees Convention, and we must celebrate the efforts made by HCR and other organizations. Thank you.